Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll bring it a little closer to home with our friend Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, who joins us every week. And, you know, Jason has a reputation for kind of making phone calls that other reporters are scared to make. So I wanted to ask you about the Justin Fairfax lawsuit against CBS News for $400 million. I mean, objectively, Jason, do you think CBS has done anything wrong here? What is he actually alleging that they did that's defaming of him?
Yeah, well, John, as somebody who's been involved in these kinds of lawsuits with through my former job with Style Weekly, I can tell you that, you know, what you learn in journalism school isn't always what happens when you lay out a case before a jury. And a lot of times these types of things are settled. But what's really intriguing is that it sounds like Lieutenant Governor has a high-ranking former fraternity buddy at CBS, and he draws him into this lawsuit, saying that he should have been aware of some of these things, that there was a third person who was a witness to this encounter, to one of the encounters, and I think he has to show, at least according to the law as I understand it, since he's a public figure, that CBS acted with reckless disregard for the truth, that they didn't do everything possible to ensure that what they presented was false, and they did it intentionally. So we'll see if he can prove that. But the real interesting part of this for a lot of people in Richmond is the political intrigue that the lieutenant governor has added to the lawsuit, drawing in three people, Mayor Stoney, Thad Williamson, who's a professor at University of Richmond, a former advisor to Stoney, and also is running for the 5th District seat right now. And then Thad's wife, Adria Scharf, who is executive director of the Richmond Peace Education Center. He says all three of them kind of worked against him because they don't want him to run for governor, that they support Stoney. And he even titles it in this section of the lawsuit that they have that Tyson made her allegations through political rivals to try to stop him from becoming governor.
So how does he bring them up in the lawsuit? Or is he just trying to kind of sully them?
Yeah, there's a whole section here. They say that this allegation really became public through them, that when this all came out in February, it started with Big Lead Politics, that website. They published a Facebook message that was from Tyson, and that message had been captured and forwarded by Adria Scharf. Then Adria encouraged the accuser to bring those allegations public, and she served as a way for reporters to get in touch with her if she needed to. Then they say that Thad is involved because, of course, he is a friend of the accuser, and says that he is a former classmate of hers. Also that they all just really support Stoney, and they wanted to bring him down. He even says that they were warned, that Fairfax says he was warned in the fall of 2018 that if he was furthered his run for governor, that they would bring this allegation up. Now, I want to add this. Back in February, I did ask the mayor about this, and through a spokesman, he said that this the whole insinuation is 100% not true, and frankly, it's offensive.
Well, okay, so you covered yourself with that response just in case Mayor Stoney gets mad. Boy, that's interesting. People think that they can say whatever they want on the Internet and kind of meddle in other people's business. And this might be a warning shot for everybody. You should tread very lightly before you peddle stories that aren't yours both in the media and in social media, don't you think?
And it's startling to see it all in black and white. You know, a lot of these things were kind of whispered and rumors back when this came out, but now it's all laid out from a key political figure.
Right. Okay. Well, everybody's on notice, and I appreciate the backstory there. Shall we shift to something that is happy? Weekend stuff?
How about the weekend?
Okay. Sounds good. We'll put it all behind us and enjoy the weekend. What's going on?
Yeah, the Democratic debate is over. We can all enjoy the weekend now.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden is waiting for the Wells Fargo wagon to come down the street and drop off his packages. He thinks Amazon is the Wells Fargo wagon.
At least he mentioned radio as a media, John.
Thank God he was aware of that. Yeah, the wireless.
I've put the record player on. The Saturday holds a lot of festivals for us. If you're trying to get out, and the 17th annual Richmond Veg Fest is going to be on. I know you've been talking a lot about your health, and maybe that's a place to find some healthy foods. That's going to be from noon to 6 at Bird Park. And over there in the West End, you hear a lot of times the Richmond Symphony takes this big tent that it got into different neighborhoods, and it's bringing that to the West End. So over at Bandy Field Nature Park on Saturday, they're going to have a free concert. It's part of a whole day of events that will benefit music and arts in Richmond Public Schools. That's going to be from 1 to 7:30. It's free. I mean, you can't beat that. And then, you know, if you're up for something a little different, you could check out the Richmond Tattoo Art and Music Festival. And that's going to be down at the Doubletree Midlothian off of Midlothian Turnpike all weekend long. And you know, it's an art form. And there are
Do
all
people
kinds
get
of
tattoos at this event?
You can get tattoos, yeah.
Well, I won't, but...
You won't?
I have never gotten a tattoo, and I never will. But, you know, like Alonzo has tattoos, and he is obsessed with them. Would someone go to this and just say, sit down in the chair and say, give me a tattoo? Would they really?
I think you can't. They have something. One of the attractions there is live art for charity, and I think they're going to be doing some exhibitions. But all kinds of tattoo artists in one place, and you get ideas. So yeah, I would send Alonzo along, and there are dozens of artists that are going to be there.
Richmond's such a hipster capital these days that maybe that'd probably be a big event. Hey, Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the head of the PR firm Spring Story. I always enjoy talking to you. Hope you have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thanks, you too, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.